Kaiser 103.3's Morning Brews. Intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Powered by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together like Laser and Pilsner. Still, your opportunity awaits to get the VI Pils, the first ever Laser beer at the tap room on Thomas Beck Road. Now, if you stop by today after noon o'clock, you can try today's weekly release, which is the Ash Tree ESB, the English style. Oh, it looks delicious. Blue corn lager.
All I have are ash trees up and down my street, so I feel like I should try this one.
Yes. Also, if you're following Confluence on Facebook, you know that they're teaming up with the ARL for a future release. Barley and Me, the puppy pale ale.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I get like Marley and Me.
Barley and Me. Yeah. Confluence Brewing Company. ConfluenceBrewing.com.
All right. Coming up, if you are looking to camp at Sailorville, it could be real tough. We'll tell you why. But first, shout out to Smokey D's co-owner.
Woo!
Darren Worth. He is on his way to the American Royal Barbecue Hall of Fame.
I aspire to win world championships, right? So we've won 5 world championships and 15 category world championships. And that's my love, is competition barbecue, and it goes over to the restaurant. And this is kind of a different award. This not only brings competition barbecue, but the restaurant and the catering world into it.
If you've never been down to the American Royal Barbecue Competition down in Kansas City, oh my gosh, it's 3 days of the greatest smell in your entire life. It takes place at Kansas Motor Speedway. There are parties, there are competitions. They've made it a lot more fan-friendly in the last 5 years than it used to be. Because it used to be like, it's a competition, you can't participate if you're a fan. But they've changed it. Now they have food trucks, and they've got sampling, and they've got more stuff for you to do. So if you ever get to go, I 100% recommend going. That dude, Darren, has won 5 championships, 15 category world championships. Did you know that Iowa has the most world championships out of any of the 50 states? And when it comes to barbecuing?
We make excellent beer here. We make excellent smoked products, and we breed athletes. That's what we do, Wicket. And as he was talking, as Smokey D was talking.
Darren.
Right. I was just imagining our friends from Single Barrel Smoke and our friends from Secondhand Smoke being like, yo, that's going to be me one day.
Right. They grew up like, you grew up watching Tom Brady. Like some young quarterback wants to be Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes wants to be Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. All our dudes at the local, you know, barbecuing teams, they're like, that's the GOAT right there. Mm-hmm. That's Darren. That's the LeBron James. That's Michael Jordan of barbecuing right there. That's who I want to be. Now, you might want to be Guy Fieri. You ever watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? Is that what it's called?
Only
Diners and,
yeah. When there's an episode from someplace near where I live.
Well, there's now a lot of people that are lining up because the mayor of Flavortown has opened.
Okay.
He's opened up a restaurant at the Harrah's Casino in Council Bluffs. It's Guy Fieri's Kitchen and Bar. It opened up last week for like the private opening, and then it actually opened up this week. And he was there in his Louis Vuitton, smoking his cigar, cutting the ribbon. So if you make your way out to Council Bluffs and you go to the Harrah's Casino there, Guy Fieri's Kitchen and Bar is now open.
There's a lot of shows there at the casino. So
yeah, there are.
Maybe you'll go to a show, you'll sample some of that. All right.
Bad news.
What are these campground names, Wicket? They sound like cult leader wives.
They sound like the children of hippies.
What are they?
The two campgrounds are called Cherry Glen and Prairie Flower over at Sailorville Lake. They are closed, which is creating a lot of stress and strain because they're trying to get water and sewer facilities taken care of, but now that means there's two fewer campsites available if you want to go camp at Sailorville.
These projects, utilities, haven't been really touched since the parks were built in the 80s. So we're seeing a lot of waterline failures over the last couple of years.
Campers we talk to worry how the closures will impact camping in the area.
I think you'll have to plan ahead. Mm-hmm. I mean, because there was a lot of spots at Cherry Glen and Prairie Flower that are now gone for this year. So there's a lot of pressure being put on the other parks.
They're saying that some of these things you got to book 6 months in advance.
That's a lot. Whew. Man, if you haven't made your camping plans by now to go to Sailorville, and the window is 6 months. What are you going to camp at Thanksgiving?
Set a reminder for Christmas to book for next year.
You're definitely going to want to do that. What are the other? There's a couple other of the campsites with funny names like Cherry Glen and Prairie Flower. There's like another Acorn Valley. Bob's Shelter is another one of the campsites. So if you want to camp at Sailorville, you better reserve it now or you better know somebody who can get you in.
Morning Brew is powered by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together like laser, and Pilsner. You can pick up your VI Pils at the Tap Room, Thomas Beck Road, confluencebrewing.com.
You're listening to Heather. Can you please silence your phone for one friggin' minute so I can get this done? You're listening to Heather and Wicket on Laser 103.3.